Hi, this is Kevin Clausen. I'm the pastor of worship and care at White Ridge Baptist Church, and this is my annual report. And I'm going to begin by reading to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And that's Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Back at the end of October, the WRBC board and staff held a retreat together where we discussed what we as a church family are passionate about, and how that relates to how God has called us to serve Him. This conversation took us to a number of really interesting places, but I found several areas of our discussion to have special bearing on my own role as the pastor of worship and care. And so the first thing that jumped out at me was how we agreed that we as a church have always been passionate about worshiping the Lord corporately, particularly in our Sunday morning gatherings. But we're also growing in our passion to live every day in a way that is worshipful of God. And the second thing that jumped out at me that day was how we also agreed that we as a church family have a growing passion to love one another more deeply and care for one another well. And as we can see in the Colossians passage that I just read earlier, seeking to honor Christ in all things and seeking to love each other well are both at the heart of how we are called to live. These two things are inseparable, and both of these things shape the way that I view my own role in ministry here. And so I'm going to take some time to tell you about my ministry role at White Ridge. The time that I spend in ministry can be divided into the following main areas: worship ministry, congregational care, and counseling ministry. I serve as a pastoral liaison to Chris Schrader as he oversees communication ministry, and he'll be reporting elsewhere within this report. So beginning with worship ministry, it continues to be my joy to oversee the planning and implementation of worship gatherings, and these include Sunday mornings, Saturday kids practices, and special services such as Good Friday, Christmas Eve, Worship by the Lake, and Hymn Night. With both kids and adults, my intent in 2018 is to increasingly use all of these kinds of corporate worship gatherings as an opportunity to help us to reflect together upon how we worship our Lord outside of those gatherings in our day-to-day lives. The second area of ministry for me here is congregational care. I spend a fair amount of time doing visitation and also lead our very passionate team of deacons who serve in the following areas of church family life: acute care, benevolent care, visitation ministry, newcomers ministry, integration ministry, baptism, membership, community care, which means staying aware of how our people are doing and helping wherever we can, as well as exit care. A main focus for us as a team of deacons is the equipping of all the people in our church family in caring for one another. One example of this this past year has been a visitation seminar that we recently held in order to both connect people into visitation ministry so they can serve there, as well as equip those same people to serve in that kind of a role. We will be following up with further equipping seminars and opportunities in 2018. And the third area of ministry for me here is counseling ministry. This past year, a growing amount of my time has been spent providing counseling to individuals and couples within or connected to our church family. To me, helping people work through issues of faith and relationship is very much connected to both worship and care, as it is both an opportunity for me to comfort and provide direction during times of personal challenge, as well as a chance to assist people in honoring Christ more deeply in their choices and in their relationships. And finally, let me share a little bit about some of my key ministry relationships right now. I want to be intentional in maintaining healthy and helpful relationships with the leaders I serve closely with in ministry. And this includes people in the areas of worship leadership, such as Melanie Friesen, Sammy Cooper, Dustin Martin. Also in the area of deacons ministry, which includes all the deacons who are Anthony Dick, Irene Taves, Michelle Schmidt, Dale Fast, Cheryl Haig, Lorraine Barton, Pratima Manuel, and Raj Manuel. And also in communications ministry, which is Chris Schrader. Terrence Wynn and Wayne Adel are also in particularly vital roles as we continue to work out what corporate worship will look like and sound like in the new building. In addition to leaders, I strive to maintain God-honoring connections with all the individuals in the worship teams and also the kids teams on Saturday afternoons, so that together we might grow in Christ and in the use of the gifts that He has given us. So in conclusion, let me just say this. By the grace of God, may we as the family of WRBC grow in our passion to worship Christ in both our inner lives of thought and of prayer, as well as our outer lives of love and deeds. Amen. That's my annual report. God bless.